Blog Talk Radio.
Today, you've just listened to our national anthem, The Age of Freedom Has Come. Yes, it's time for us to think about freedom and how we're going to get this freedom and what we're going to do about it, you know. But if we achieve our freedom through love, it will be a wonderful accomplishment. So we're going to get into the topic today. The topic of the day is why is the Bible so important? Oh, my goodness. But before we start, let's talk about love just for a second here because it's so important. We've been raised in a culture. This is actually an evil culture. Evil is when somebody forced their will upon you, okay? That's evil. So if you know the sojourn of this country and how it started, they forced their will on the indigenous people that were here, and they're forcing their will on people all over the planet. So, yes, this is an evil empire, an empire nonetheless, but it's an evil empire because of the usage of force, okay? We hear the message we have for you about love is that love is the act that makes others feel good. If every act that you commit is designed to make the person that you're committing the act on feel good, then you should have no problem with the person that you're dealing with. And if you're in a relationship, if you each adopt that philosophy, then your relationship will be just wonderful, and we won't have so many divorces and stuff that's going on right now in references to relationship, because it seems that we have a hard time keeping our relationships together, okay? Now, let's get into the topic. Why is the Bible so important? You have to think about what's been going on with the book. We have very wise people that figured out what's going on with the Bible, and they use the Bible to raise nations, and you're running from it, okay? The Bible is a book of law. If you don't understand law, the nature of law, what law is, and what law means, if you go through that Bible, you can actually construct enough law to run a whole society, and that's what they have been doing. They have been using the Bible as a law book, especially in common law, to literally set up and construct their societies. Now, here this book is so powerful that people have been using it to build great nations, and we're running from it. We act like the book is insignificant. You know, King James, right? He said, man, I need to raise a nation over here. But you can't raise a nation just with law. So he brought the Bible over. This is what he introduced to the people to help build a nation. And look at what you have here today. Yet, you run from the Bible. It don't make sense. Something's wrong with that picture. They've made you think that the Bible is some kind of evil, non-consequential book, but it's not. It's not only a law book, but it's a book of what to do and what not to do. In the sojourn, in the history of the book, as you read the book from Genesis all the way through to Revelation, there's things in there where the people have made mistakes. They were punished for the mistakes, but they made mistakes nonetheless. And if you go through that book and you realize the mistakes that they have made and learn the consequences from the mistakes and try not to make those mistakes yourself, you will be wise. Because that's where wisdom comes from. Wisdom, see, people think that you have to grow into wisdom, but you don't. You're born with wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to be able to discern change and to affect what changes to make when something isn't going the way you want it to go. That's wisdom. Children, think about the baby for a second. The baby's in the crib, baby's laying around all day long, and all of a sudden the baby starts to crawl. Then the baby stands up and begins to walk. And the baby walks around. If the baby grabs something and it don't hold her up and the baby fall back on her tush, well, the baby get back up. But the baby, born with wisdom, is wise enough to know, I'm not grabbing that again because it don't hold me up. And as the baby goes through the stage of learning to walk, it begins to know your house. They begin to know what things to grab onto, what not to grab onto. This is wisdom. You're born with wisdom, okay? They have a saying that if you're trying to do the same thing over and over and expect different results, that's the mark of insanity. Well, that's the mark of a person that don't have wisdom. Because any wise person knows if you're banging your head against the wall and you're bleeding and the wall ain't moving, you got to find something else to hit that wall with and not your head. But if you keep hitting your wall with, that's a crazy man. Because nothing's going to change. And as you go through that Bible from Genesis to Revelation, there's things in there that will help you in your life determine what you can hold on to and what you can't hold on to. And if you're wise enough to discern the difference, your life will be wonderful. Your life will be great. You'll be able to go through life and determine what's best for you and what's not best for you. You won't need leaders to hold you by the hand and run you around the corner, you know, to take you where you're trying to go. This is the problem with this society right now. We're looking for somebody to lead us. Why don't you lead yourself? You know, who knows better than what you need than you do? Who knows better than what your family needs than you do? So why do you have to vote to pick somebody to do this stuff for you? Why don't you vote for what you need rather than vote for somebody to determine what you need? See what I'm saying? There's something wrong with that picture, okay? Now, not only if you study the Bible will give you wisdom, you'll become very wise because there's a history and there's codes in the Bible. Once you begin to read it and understand it, there's codes in the Bible that will help you overcome any circumstances that you're in, okay? Now, the Bible also can help you become free. Now, free. Boy, we talk about freedom all day long. Freedom of this and freedom of that. I want freedom. But the people don't really understand what freedom really means. Freedom means that you're providing your own food. You ain't going to the supermarket. You're providing your own food, okay? Freedom means you're providing your own shelter. You know, you're not relying on somebody else to build your houses for you. You've learned how to build them yourself, okay? Freedom means that you're providing your own security. You ain't somebody come in your house. You don't think about calling 911, maybe to come get them after you finish dealing with them, but you provide your own security for you, yourself, and your family. Food, clothing, shelter, and security. Are you making your own clothes? What would happen today or tomorrow if the slave master shut everything down? You'd be in trouble. Oh, Lord, I don't have my job. There's no food in the supermarkets. You can't go to the store to buy clothes. You can't get anything. What happens? See? You would riot. You would fight. You begin stealing each other's stuff. You would just go crazy. So when somebody's really trying to offer you freedom, you don't want to take it because freedom is kind of scary. If you don't, once you understand what freedom means, it gets a little scary. You can't, and you don't look for a job no more. You have to create for yourself, okay? You have to create a business, create whatever you need for yourself because you're now free. You're not dependent on nobody to bring these things to you, okay? We have gotten used to being indentured servants. That's what we are. We are indentured servants, and the indentured servant gets slave wages. You heard the old timers talk about slave wages. What does slave wages mean? When you were a slave, they had to feed you, they had to clothe you, they had to shelter you, and they had to secure you. They had to pay these people to track you down if you try to run away. They had guards so that you wouldn't escape. All this costs money. A certain percentage of their budget went to just that. So when they freed you, so-called freed you, the money that they had in that budget for your food, clothing, shelter, and security, which they have to spend anyway, that's what they paid you for wages. So once you got your pay, you had to spend every dime that you have on food, clothing, shelter, and some type of security, okay? So once you did that, okay, you were living from paycheck to paycheck because there's not enough money to do anything else. Once you pay for everything, you don't have no money left. You have just enough money left to maybe go someplace and relax. You know, maybe go someplace, well, they got you set up where you go into the bar poisoning yourself, and you call that relaxation. But they were giving you slave wages. And right now, as an indentured servant, that's what you're getting now. You got Hillary Clinton, and you got Donald Trump. They're talking about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Now, these are millionaires, you know what I mean, struggling to say, how are we going to pay you $15 an hour? These are millionaires, but they want to give you $15 an hour. They don't want to get you outside of the mindset of the slave wages. okay? And you fighting for these slave wages because as an indentured servant, that's all you know, okay? That's all you know. If you knew better, you would do better. And when you see people not doing better, even though they talking intellectually, you know they don't know any better because they have the intellectual speech and talk and everything else, but nothing is becoming of it, okay? They're making enough money to take care of themselves and all that, but they're not doing enough to bring about a stable situation so that the people can actually start getting some type of freedom, okay? Now, we talk about 13th and 14th Amendment citizens. What the heck does that mean, you know? It means that privately, an individual can't own a slave in this country. Privately, you can't own a slave. What happened was the ownership was turned over to the government. The government owns you as a slave, but they got to be tricky about it. They can't just walk up and say, well, you're a government slave now. They can't use that type of terminology because you'll figure it out. So here's what they do. When you're born, they give you a birth certificate, but they can't give you the birth certificate for 30 days. It takes 30 days to get the birth certificate in the mail or however they give it to you because you have 30 days to file for custody of your children. And when you don't file for custody of your children are listed as abandoned. And once you abandon your child, unknowingly, your child becomes a ward of the state. Once your child becomes a ward of the state, they send you the birth certificate. You are now a corporate citizen. You're no longer a live being. You're a corporate citizen now, functioning as an indentured servant. That's what's going on. That's what happened with this 13th and 14th Amendment that they went down. You know, it didn't free you. It just transferred your ownership from the individual to the collective. You follow what I'm saying? So, and now what do they call this indentured servant? They call this indentured servant the straw man. Now, in the Bible, it talks about that indentured servant. When the people didn't want to deal with God, they wanted to have a king. And it explains exactly how the king was going to treat them, was going to take stuff from them and everything else. But the people wanted a king. So God backed off and gave them a king. Why was it so important for the people to have what they want? Because, you know, this is something that we don't understand based on the culture and what they have been teaching you, okay? Jesus said, he that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do you will do. How are you going to do greater works than him unless you are where he was, okay? Now, he knew, okay, that he knew that he was a God. He knew that. And he knew that he weren't created. He knew that he was an extension of his father. He knew that. When you see me, you see the father. He knew this. This is what they don't want you to know. They don't want you to understand this portion. There's somebody going to teach it like this. But you are an extension, okay, of source. You're an extension of God, which makes you God, which makes you God's children, okay? And as God's children, you are carrying power. You follow what I'm saying? These are things that they don't want you to understand. Now, they have misconstrued things to keep you off balance and to keep you confused. When you say, they say his name was Jesus Christ, but that wasn't his name because Christ is not a name. Christ is a title. His name was Yahshua ben Bandera. Now, why is it so important for them to call him Jesus Christ and not by his real name, Yahshua ben Bandera? Because they put a fake Jesus up there, this blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy they threw up on a cross. He's a fake. That's not the real Jesus. That's not the real Yahshua ben Bandera. You follow what I'm saying? So if they can get you to follow a fake, then where are your prayers going? Your prayers are going to the fake guy and not to the real guy. They want to separate you from your power. That's what the whole thing is all about. Now, listen carefully. Christ is the consciousness of the entire cosmos, universe. They don't have a name for everything in the universe at the same time. This is why Muhammad called it Allah. But they have misconstrued that name too. That's why people don't use the term Allah anymore. They just say the all. Because they try to make you think that Allah is some guy someplace, and that's not what's up, you know. Everything in a universe at the same time, that's what Allah is. That's the all. This is what we're trying to get you into. We're trying to upgrade you from 3.0 to 4.0. You are very, very powerful entities. You're powerful. Conscious energy formed in flesh. This conscious energy is the Christ. We call ourselves Christians, but in reality, we are a Christ. That's who we are, okay? But you have to study. You have to learn. Where are you going to study? Where are you going to get the information from to bring you into the reality of who you really are? That's why the Bible is so important, okay? That's why the Bible is such an amazing book, because it will take you into where you have to go. But now, here's the deal. You got to go in and study for yourself. You got all these preachers and ministers, and yeah, look how many churches and mosques and everything we got set up out here. Why do we need so many? Why are there so many? Okay? Because it's monetary gains attached to the church. There's monetary gains attached to all of the religious institutions. So somebody said, well, why am I giving my money to this preacher and I can set up my own church over here and I can be in control of the money? That's what's going on. You say you're following Jesus, okay? Ask yourself the question, how many tithes did Jesus collect? None. How much charity did Jesus collect? None. They gave some of his followers charity, but Jesus wasn't about the charity. When Jesus came around, what did he do? He gave it to the people. He ain't asked the people for nothing. Think about it. Go over the story in your mind. So why, when you join a church, you got to bring your bank statement and your thing from work to join the church? Something's wrong with that picture. I'm not saying you shouldn't support the people that's around you, but you got to really understand who you're following. If you're following Jesus the Christ, then there's no tithes to be collected, okay? You can give charity one to each other. That's where the charity is supposed to be going, not to the institution. The institution is supposed to be setting up things so that you can work and get paid. Now, there is an example of somebody who tried to follow Jesus the way it was supposed to be followed. I'm taking you back to Father Divine, okay? He didn't collect no tithes. He didn't collect no charity from the people. But yet all his people were working. He fed them 2 meals a day. You know what I mean? The Europeans trying to figure out where the money was coming from. But this guy, he was building hotels and everything, didn't collect nothing from the people. So there's an example that it can be done. It can be done. You can follow the teachings of Jesus without taking advantage of the people. That's what's going on. I'm not blaming the preachers because some of them don't know any better, okay? But those of you who are listening to this broadcast tonight, this afternoon, you're hearing this. You know better. So there is a way to follow the teachings of Jesus without usurping the people, without taking advantage of the people, without taking the people's money. You don't need it. There's a way to build without it, okay? And there are, well, the only example that I came up with so far is that if you follow what Jesus did and Father Divine, he's the only one that I know of so far. Now, I'm not saying that others haven't done it, but he's the only one that I know of so far that didn't take money from the people. And I'm doing some research on Father Divine, and I'm checking out that he changed the people's name, took them off the straw man, and the government challenged him on it. He had to go all the way to the Supreme Court to get his people free from being indentured servants. And he won his case in the Supreme Court, and his people were now free. So, I mean, so what I'm saying is that it can be done. It has been done, and you can do it. Bible, now see, this is why the Bible is so important. You know? I mean, think about it. You've had people that have come through and figured this thing out. Let's think about Constantine. Now, when the Greeks came out, they had it all, but they didn't follow Ma'at and carry it through to the teaching. Because of Ma'at, basically most of the information is in the Bible, right, that's coming out of Ma'at. The main information is coming out of Ma'at. But we don't research our culture because they take us away from our culture because they don't want you to know how to build. Akhenaten figured it out, but the people after him didn't follow Akhenaten's example. They lost it all. Remember, blacks had a global empire set up, globally. Spain, we ruled Spain and England, 800 years of Moors rule. You know what I mean? We had it all. But we lost sight of where we're supposed to be going, okay? And once you lose sight of the big picture, once you lose sight of what Jesus, Akhenaten, and some of the other great spiritual teachers was trying to bring you, you lose your empire. You lose your control. You lose your power. Now, if you want to start regaining your power, you got to go back into our great books, and the Bible is one of them. Go back into that Bible, study it from cover to cover. I read the Bible from cover to cover, okay? It tells you in the Bible, you want wisdom to ask God. That means inside you, spiritually, all the wisdom that you need can come through if you begin to study like you're supposed to study, okay? Now, what we're going to do right now, we're about a half hour into the show, so I'm going to switch off here for a minute and go into one hour commercial. But before I do, all those of you who are calling in, I'm going to thank you so much for being on the line and listen to the message that we have for you. I mean, am I a minister or a guru? No, I'm not, none of that. I'm just a messenger. I'm here to bring you the message. You can hear it. You can accept it or reject it. It's up to you. I know who you are, okay? I know that your conscious energy formed in flesh, which makes you a God. Based on Psalm 82, you're all gods, children of the Most High, okay? You are extension of the entire cosmos, which means you are connected to everything, and everything is connected to you. Now, here's the difference when you start thinking as God. There's 6 billion people on this planet. You're responsible for everyone. You're responsible for the animals and the land and the sea. You're responsible for everything. So as you sojourn, you got to start thinking, well, what kind of plan can I come up with whereas 6 billion people can benefit from it? That's a difference in thinking rather than I find me a job so I can pay my rent. Okay, sure, you need to pay your rent, but you need a bigger picture. You need to expand. If you're coming up with concepts that can feed 6 billion, surely you can feed yourself and the rest of your tribe. You know, I don't know how big some of your tribes are, but you can feed your well, I'll use the term family because that's the term that we're used to. You can feed your family, all right? But your family is not mama, papa, baby. That's not your family. Your family is the economic structure that you have to take care of your tribe. I'm just bringing you into what's going on, you know. Now, they know. The Europeans know this. And they put it in the movies and stuff, but you think it's just a show, so you don't follow through on it, you know. Remember The Godfather? He come up to Michael Corleone, and he said, I want to start my own family. This guy's married with 3 children. What family is he talking about? He wants to have control over the economics to take care of his tribe. That's what he was really saying, but they didn't want to say it like that because you would wake up, you figure out, oh, wait a minute, you know? I need an economic structure of my own to take care of my wife and or to take care of my husband or to take care of my children. Wait a minute, I got to rethink this thing. They don't want you thinking. They don't want you thinking about anything. They want you to go to work, come home, spend all your money, so at the end of the week, you're broke again and got to borrow money from them to make it from 1 week to the next week. This is what they want. As long as you're doing that, they control the power, okay? Now, we tell you, if you are working, and just put yourself on a 50% budget. We talk about this on some shows. They tell you 10% budget, but that's not enough because the minute something goes wrong, all the money's gone, you got to go borrow money from them. Ask yourself this question. You're putting your little change in the bank. What do you really need a bank for? The bank need you. If you didn't put no money in the bank, what would happen to the bank? They have to shut down. You see what I'm saying? Remember when the stock market crashed? People going to the bank to get their money, they can only give them 10% of what they had in there because that's all they keep. When you put your money, they only keep 10% of it. The rest of it is going out someplace, you know? You don't need a bank. Keep just enough money in the bank to do the little cards and stuff, the little debit cards or whatever you're trying to do. But you don't need your money in the bank. And I tell you something else. Them little dollars that you hold on to are absolutely worthless, you know? they're worth just as much money as Monopoly money. But it's just that people accept the dollar, but they don't accept Monopoly money, okay? You need to have some type of gold or precious metals in your house. So take some of that savings that you have and buy gold and things like that and keep it in your house so you'd be better off. Okay, so we're going to go to the commercial, and then we're going to open up the line. Let's see, we got a couple of hands up here. This is the Elohim Radio Show. We're on every Sunday at 3 p.m. The call-in number is 646-564-9888. And press 1 if you want to talk or get on the air. If you want to say something or have a comment, just press 1 and the operator will instruct you to be in the host key, okay? Now, we won't mention your name unless you want us to. We use the last 4 digits of your phone number so that if you want to remain anonymous, you can, okay? Now, if you have a group or a company or something, or if you have a your own radio show, whatever, you can just... you can just once you chime in, you can just give us the information and then we'll mail and get phone and work. We can contact you and things of that nature. Okay. Now we have released our first gospel CD called 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. Okay. The link for that CD is CD Baby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. Okay. So check it out. We ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? Well, quiet as he's kept, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, you know, be very careful what you're dumping because you don't know what you're getting rid of. I know they got this thing set up where it seems okay to get rid of these babies, but we need these babies because if our future is going to be better, who do you think is going to make it better for us? It's going to be the children. So spend a lot of time thinking about the children, helping the children. Don't be in such a hurry to kick them out the house either, you know. Spend at least 1 or 2 hours a day, if you have children, training them yourself. Try to get them ahead of the class, okay? Now, don't forget to check out my book. It's called Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. That's the one I've released. I haven't released Part 1 because... we need a little more information in our minds before Part 1 is actually released, okay? So for more information about the CD or the book, just call TCCA at 215-294-0223, and that's from 9 to 5, okay? Now, also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Will I Am. He comes on at 4 o'clock. Right after this show is over, you can catch the Will I Am show. He comes on every Sunday. Now, he talks about law and, well, he talks about a myriad of a whole bunch of stuff, so he's a very knowledgeable brother. And this is why I give his number out, because I think you can learn a lot from Brother Will I Am if you, you know, want to check him out and get some information about your mortgages or driving, traffic tickets and things like that there. You know, give Brother a call, and he can help you out with that kind of stuff. Now, his number is 218-632-0460, and the PIN number is 726-476-87#. Okay, when you call in, the operator will tell you, you know, what to do. Okay, I would also like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book. For his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out, I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces of our history. You know, very few, well, I listen to a lot of the historians. They give out the history, but a certain understanding about the history that's missing. And Horace Butler fills in those pieces, okay? And I also like to give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation show hosted by Brother Mac and Son. It comes on every Saturday at 6 o'clock. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The calling number for that show is 347-677-1533. You can check them out every Saturday at 6 o'clock, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m., and the call-in number to her show is 347-215-8040, okay? You can also get to her website, NikkiLoveWunam.com. That's W-U-N-O-M, NikkiLoveWunam.com. She is has a great show. I like it. I call in whenever I can. I get up 4 in the morning. I can't be on the show 11, 12 o'clock at night all the time. But she's very spiritual, and she does readings right over the air, which is very impressive. That's hard to do. You know, I do readings myself. But to do them over the air, that takes a great talent. And we also like to give a shout-out to the Black Cross Nurses Division 178 at 53rd Girard, Philadelphia. That's they're out of the UNIA, which is an organization that was started by Marcus Garvey. And boy, do we need our own nurses, because these doctors are killing us. And I know I don't trust them. And we need our own nurses. And hopefully they can, as they expand, we'll be able to get more use out of the Black Cross Nurses. The head of the Black Cross Nurses, Basima Muhammad, and her number is 215-796-0366. So give her a call. Also, they got RBG Industries. That's Red, Black, and Green. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor and tailor-made outfits, call Brother Insignia at RBG Industries at 606-638-5828. I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes on the name of Yesterday's Child. Now, he has an old-school style out of Philadelphia, and he has 6 CDs on the market right now, and you just Google CD Baby, then type in Yesterday's Child, or you can just call Thomas Thornton for more information at 267-259-4077 about his music and CDs. And I'd also like to give a shout out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers, who just released a new CD album called Reflections. I've listened to it 3 times already. It's pretty good. The music, the harmony is really, really tight. And for more information on the album and how to book the gospel group, you can call Patrick at 215-47-1499. And I've seen these guys. These guys really throw down. So you can treat yourself and go and check them out, okay? Now, what I like to do at this particular point, before we keep going, I'm going to, I see we have a hand up, and during this time we take calls and stuff. So I'm going to, we got 3560. You're on the air. Would you like to make a comment or a statement about something?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Elohim? This is Brother Will I Am.
Hey, Brother Will, how you doing today? How you feel, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm good, man. You bringing the heat today, because everything you said is on the money, and we have to understand that concept that you bring in. And when you talk about freedom, that's some serious. Some serious knowledge right there, because people don't understand the word, though we use it all the time in our daily functions. We always talk about freedom, but you hit the key points on there about what freedom is. And like I said, freedom is all about freedom. It's a compound word, and but we've been taught to use it as one word when it's actually a compound word. Because you talk about free and dome. Dome represents the mental, the mind. So that's where it starts at. So once you free the dome, you could be able to free everything else. It's like Brother Elohim was talking about, starting your own business, quit depending on them. Understand that you the dollar. You the currency. Not the dollar, but you the currency. And y'all have to understand what currency is. Man, the melanated man, is the currency of this planet. Everything vibes off you. Everything goes off you. So we have to get back into that subconscious and to recognize that's who we are. And just like he was telling you about the voting system, I mean, if people want to vote, if you still want to vote, and you know it's a sham or whatever, but if you still choose to vote, this would be my suggestion if you choose that route. See which one of them is going to benefit your straw man, because that's what the whole election is about. You're dealing with all corporate status. So you want to see who is going to be best positioned to help your straw man if you understand how to operate your straw man. So if you was going to vote, that's the only thing you need to be concerned with as far as voting. All the rest of that propaganda bull crap that they talk about is exactly what it is. And I just wanted to put that out there, Brother Elohim, that you're doing a good job, brother, and you're hitting some key points today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And it's nice to have people around to understand exactly what's going on and how this whole thing is set up and what they're doing with us, you know. Okay, now getting back into the lecture, the great leaders, you know, they took the Bible and built a nation. I mean, you got to think about what they have done, you know. King James knew he couldn't build this nation without that book of wisdom and law. This is why he gave you the Bible. Now, the Bible, the Bible is a book of thought processes. This is something that we don't really get, the preachers and the ministers don't get the teacher about too much, you know. There's different thought process, and the thought process that you're under determines whether you're going to be free or not. Now, the strongest leaders in our community were religious, because they understood. They figured this thing out. They said, wait a minute. We can't do this religious, spiritual principles and teachings to take our people to where they're supposed to go. I mentioned Father Divine. You got Marcus Garvey. You got Noble Drew Ali. You got Elijah Muhammad. All of the men who wrote the Constitution were religious. They've been reading this Bible. This is where they're getting their wisdom from, because once you understand what that book is about and what it's saying, you can go in there and draw things to you that can get you out of this mess, you know. King James knew he couldn't build this nation without the Bible. That's why he gave you his little version, you know. Now, you know, who is he to have a version of the Bible? But he knew that without that, this nation wouldn't be able to prosper, okay? Now, you have access to the books of the Bible, and yet you run from them. Oh, well, this don't make sense, and that is the thought processes that they take, that the Bible take you through, so that you can understand how to build. Now, if you're not about building anything, okay, that's fine. You know, then you can go to the Bible all day long, and you can worry, you can depend on this guy sitting up on a chair with a magic wand in everybody's business. That's not how it works, you know. Or you can intellectualize. You can be so smart on every book, every page, every word, every syllable in the Bible, and ain't getting nothing done. You're just sitting around intellectualizing. Or you can get into the thought process that what Jesus walked you into. He that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do will he do. So Jesus the Christ knew who you were. He knew that you were a Christ. He knew that you had the power to build and set up and do some amazing things. But the thought process that you're taking in Psalms 82, you are all God's. What does that mean? It means that you have to take responsibility for yourself, the planet, and everybody on it. This is why you know. See, if you don't have a thought process that you're responsible for the entire cosmos and everything that's going on, what do you need a tank for? Of course, you need battleships for. You don't think, you're not thinking along those lines, because the only person you're trying to protect is you and your little apartment, or you and a couple of houses that you have, because you're not in the right mindset. You're not getting into the right thought process to take you into the power that you have. You have access to these books. Now, people talk about this Bible like a dog. I mean, they do. But the ones that do that don't really understand exactly what's going on, okay? There's things in this book that will alert you to what you should do and what you should not do. The worst thing to do is to have a king. That's your leaders. The worst thing to do is to have these leaders hold you by the hand telling you what to do. What is a slave master? A slave master is one who knows that he has authority over certain people, okay? Now, what is the mindset of the indentured servant? I am not equal to and less than the slave master. You follow what I'm saying? It's a thought process. See? So as long as you're not less than, as long as you're less than and not equal to something, right, you have a servant's mindset. Jesus said again, I quote the Bible. I like the Bible. I like what Jesus said because he's taken us to another level, but the ministers and the preachers that don't know any better, I'm not blaming them, they don't know where to take you to this level, next level, and how to get you to this next level. But we're bringing you a message that's going to take you there. Jesus said, I call you not servants, for the servant know not what the master do, so I call you friend. See what I'm saying? He didn't want you to be no servant. Oh, it's okay to serve, but not as a servant. See what I'm saying? You can serve people, but you don't have to be a servant. It's a difference. Okay? This it's all about the thought process. Now, there are different thought processes. If you're thinking in terms of running a nation or getting your freedom, then you have to upgrade. I and my Father are one. You have to become one with the Father. And the only way to become one with the Father is to understand that you are an extension of the Father. See, not a creation of the Father, but an extension of the Father. Okay? So once you understand that you are an extension, that means you could not have been created. So that's why I said, let us make man. Not let me make man as an individual God. Let us make man. Now, if man can't be made, what did they make? They made a straw man. That's the man that they made. They made you a straw man, and they took the woman out of the straw man. See what I'm saying? Because now we know that the man don't come out, that woman don't come out of no man. Now, come on. Let's wake up and smell a coffee. See what I'm saying? So what were they talking about? You see what I'm saying? So it's a thought process. You have to develop the thought process that's going to take you into your power. This is what this show is about. This show is about bringing you the message to take you into your power. You are connected to the cosmos. You're connected to everything in the universe. You and Source are one, as Jesus was telling us. I and my Father are one. And this is what we have to deal with. This is where we have to go, okay? Now, let's just talk about the three thought processes for a minute, okay? The first thought process, that's what I was talking about, is the indentured servant thought process, okay? Oh, what master going to do for me today? What can I get from master now, you know? I need welfare. I need this. Now, it's okay to take those things. But you don't take them as a reality, as a way of life. You take them as a stopgap to help you get to where you're trying to go, okay? The only person that will never need a job is a salesperson. Or they need something to sell, and they got work, you know? And the manufacturer never had to worry about a job. The manufacturer and the salesperson, those are the key things, okay, to coming into your own. What are you manufacturing? What are you creating? You know, when you go to work, are you creating anything? Are you manufacturing anything? Can you stop working for who you're working for and manufacture and create something for yourself to sell? You know, I've seen the time when I needed a few dollars. You know what I did? I went and bought a Duncan Hahn box of cake pans, made a little cake, took it out and sold it, made $70-$80 a day just doing that. I can create something. I don't have to go and ask nobody. I went and created something that I can sell to make money, you know. I sell bean pies, sweet potato pies, whatever I could to get out there to make that money. I raised children off of sweet potato and bean pie. You know what I'm saying? Haven't worked a job, okay, and I don't know how long. I can't remember the last time I went on somebody's job. You know, when I need money, I create something and go out and get it. I'm making records now. I have 4 books written. So you can create something because that's what you are. You are a creator, okay? When you need something, go and create what you want because you got it like that, you know? You're very special. You're very unique. You're one of a kind, okay? A million sperm head for that egg. Oh, but one get in. You're one in a million. You're very unique, okay? When you look in that mirror, okay, see a 10. You know, I'm just saying this because a lot of times we burning our hair up, and, you know, as black people, we have the most beautiful hair in the world. Your hair grows as a number 9. 9 is a power. Your hair draws energy from the cosmos, okay? But we're burning it, frying it, fricasseeing it because we don't like what we see in the mirror. Why? Because the people that you see on television, they call themselves a 10, and to them, they are a 10, but not to you, see? Only 10 that's in your mirror should be your twin. And if you don't have a twin, there's no 10 on the planet for you. There might be 9s and 8s and 7s, okay? But there's no 10. There's nothing wrong with the European putting Europeans up there and saying how beautiful they are because they look like them. And when you get a chance, you put somebody that look like you up there and say how beautiful they are. Don't go and try to change yourself to look like somebody else because you're one of a kind. You're a unique God on this planet, carrying enough power to change the entire planet if you so desire. Okay? Now, I only got a few minutes here. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to teach you, because I can't teach you anything because everything that I have to say is already in you. But when I bring you the message, it activates certain information and activates certain DNA portions in you that bring the information out. See what I'm saying? So there's nothing I can actually teach you. All I can do is give you a message to remind you that the information is there, and then you'll begin to access the information that you have because you got it like that. That's what I'm saying. So what I do, I meditate. All right. Now, when you meditate, you start with your feet. Meditate, relax your feet, your calves, and go on out until you get to your face. The face is the hardest thing to relax because there's so many muscles in the face. Now, I'm going through this kind of quickly because we don't have a whole lot of time. But you meditate, and when you meditate, you close your eyes and you look up. Don't open your eyes. Just look up with your eyes closed once you're totally relaxed. Now, don't swallow because if you swallow, it throw everything off. And you look up, you will see a blue and yellow light, okay? Now, the blue light is your protective light. You can use this light to protect yourself, to protect your loved ones, and you can, this light is how you psychically, okay? This light is how you psychically connect to people around you once you get used to using this light. And the yellow light is your work light. If you don't have enough money, you can't seem to get nothing done, seems like everything's coming against you, that's what the yellow light is for. You can use the yellow light and go out mentally. Now, it's like what Abraham mentioned earlier, you know. You have to free the dome. It's about the mind, okay? You can take your mind, send this yellow light out, and you can bring whatever you want to you. Now, here's the thing. You have to be careful what you're asking for, okay? Because if you're in Philadelphia, and you're using your yellow light to bring all this stuff to you, and then you move to New Jersey, and you're in Logan, Jersey, catching hell, and all the energy is coming to Philadelphia. So that's why we suggest you go to your end game first. What do you want? What are you trying to accomplish? When you get 80, 90 years old, right, what would you have wanted to have accomplished in all that time? And once you figure out what you want to have accomplished, you start from the beginning. You go back to the first step. This way, each thing that you're asking for, each thing that you're going towards is exactly part of the plan that you set up for yourself to have what you want. This way you won't be going this way. You won't be asked for one thing today and another thing tomorrow and something next week. Each action that you take will be in conjunction to where you're trying to accomplish in your end game, okay? And that's how it's done. But use the yellow light to draw, to get whatever you want, and the blue light is your protection. Now, the blue light is so strong, somebody's going to walk up to you with a gun and pull the trigger, and nothing's going to happen. You follow what I'm saying? Once you get to that point, you can begin to control things around you to such a degree for protection that it will actually blow your mind. Just try it, okay? Put protection on your children when they're traveling. Put protection on yourself when you're traveling, okay? Some people use the energy and don't know that they're using it. Now, you can use it without even knowing that your energy, that you're using it. This is what what you sow energy is all about, okay? If what you're thinking about, you're actually bringing about. So if you start focusing on what you're thinking about and what you want, it will begin to come back. And once you understand that you are a live person, that you're not a fictitious thing, that you're alive and you're carrying power, once you get to that point, now there's many roads to get to where we are today. Follow what I'm saying? Well, what I'm talking about right now, there's other ways to get here, okay? Now, I'm telling you how I got here, but there's other ways to get here because people are using this energy without knowing about the lights, but they're using the energy to protect and to produce stuff, okay? So we only got a couple of minutes, but I would like for you to try to – I would like for you to go ahead and meditate, okay? Now, remember, you're connected to every – insect, every microcosm, every planet, every moon, every star throughout the cosmos is connected to you. And you have not been using your power because somebody told you that you can pray to somebody outside of yourself. Okay? But the power is within you. Remember, I'll go back to Jesus again. Peter asked Jesus, when was the kingdom of heaven coming? He told him the kingdom of heaven is within you. See what I'm saying? That power is inside you. Jesus was dropping it, but the preachers, I'm not talking about the preachers because a lot of them just don't know. They just don't know. And if they don't know, you can't give a message about something that you don't know about, okay? So I'm not blaming them for not knowing, okay? So, but what I'm saying is that Jesus was dropping it. For those who have a problem with the J, Yahshua was dropping it, okay? And if you go back in antiquity to look for Jesus Christ, you're not going to find him because he ain't there. See, Jesus Christ is a fake. But Yahshua ben Pandera, okay, the Christ, quite real. You can go back in history and find him. See, if you know, it's like trying to find somebody who had a last name. Well, my name is Harry. But you don't have his last name. You have a hard time trying to find Harry without his last name. And it's the same thing they tricking you with the name Jesus Christ. If you go back, look for Yahshua ben Pandera, right, who was a Christ, he was real. And you have a lot of young people that are coming off of Jesus because they think that Jesus was a fake. But Yahshua ben Pandera, the Christ, was not a fake, although that blind-haired, blue-eyed guy that got strung up on the cross, he's a fake. He's a fake. And you can go on YouTube and they'll tell you he's a fake. You know what I'm saying? But they don't tell you that there was a real guy, okay, that you can really look up. He was born in Egypt, okay, the cave that he was born in is still there, all is there. You know what I'm saying? And this is where they got a rope the way you go. It was hard to get up there, but it's all there. You can check out, I just told you I got 90 seconds. You can check out Antoine Crazy. Go check out some of Antoine, and he'll give you some more information on the real Yahshua ben Pandera that you can look up and find out what he is so that your faith won't be damaged and you won't be arguing with people about that fake Jesus that they got thrown up on the cross, okay? Those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much. And Brother Will, I am on. Thank you for your comments. Appreciate you jumping in here. And right now, well, we got about 20 seconds. You want to give your number out again since you're coming on right after us? You want to give your number out again so the people can chime in and get in touch with you?
Yes. The number is 218-632-0460. And there is a code, and the code is 726-476-87#. And that will get you into my class. And today's topic will be on the land of Mu, Lemuria, and Akhenaten, King Akhenaten. And thank you, brother.
Okay, very good. I'm glad you're speaking on Akhenaten, because Akhenaten figured this thing out, but they wouldn't. but it wouldn't follow him. Yeah. Right now, remember that love is and always will be the answer. I got about 5 seconds here. I want to thank you again for those who called in and are listening to this message. And remember, all of the knowledge of the universe is locked in you. Try to get messages that will help you unlock what you have inside, okay? I love you. Peace.